Welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. We've come to the end of our series, which was entitled Focus on Christ, but please be assured that we are continuing to focus on Jesus, and I hope that with every podcast that we do, we are getting to Jesus. The Bible is a book that leads us to Jesus, whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, whether it's the prophets, the Gospels, or the letters. All roads lead to Jesus Christ. And where we're looking today is in Romans chapter 12. I'm going to read a bit of Romans 11 as well, but this is the first of a mini-series of three as we look at the teaching of the Apostle Paul. We pause for a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for the Apostle Paul. Thank you for the way that he followed your Son, the Lord Jesus, with a passion. We thank you for his manifesto in Philippians 3. I want to know Christ, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings. And we feel his heart. We hear his heartbeat in that verse. Lord, give us a similar heart after you. Speak to us today through your word and by the Holy Spirit, and enable us to respond in repentance and in faith. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, beginning in Romans chapter 11, and I'm going to pick up from verse 33. Paul has been speaking about deep theology. In fact, Romans chapters 9 to 11 are some of the deepest theology in Scripture, in my view. But he isn't looking at Scripture from the point of view of academic head knowledge. He is turning the great things of God into worship and praise, as we see in verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counsellor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory for ever. Amen. Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercies, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Don't conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And so we turn to consider some of Paul's teaching. Very helpful way of understanding the whole Bible and where things fit together is given to us by Matt Smethurst in his book, which encourages us to approach the Bible reverently and prayerfully. Matt talks about the Old Testament as anticipation, the Gospels as manifestation, Acts as proclamation, the Epistles as explanation, and Revelation as consummation. You may need to pause and rewind the podcast just to get those clear. But we have the Old Testament, the anticipation of Jesus who is to come, Gospels, the manifestation, here he is, Jesus, come in the flesh. Acts, that message, the message of Jesus is proclaimed. In the epistles, in the letters, it's explained. And in Revelation, we see the consummation of all things, Jesus coming again and the new heavens and the new earth. That's such a helpful framework for thinking about the Bible and where the individual bits fit in. I just want to propose a slight modification, that the epistles or the letters are not only explanation, they are also application. Here we see how we apply the gospel to our daily lives. And with that thought in mind, here is the explanation, here is the application of the gospel. We plunge into our reading today. And what we see is that Paul takes rich theology and he turns it into biography. In Romans, he's been talking about justification by faith. Justification, a long theological word, which basically means we are just as if we'd never sinned. God looks at us as clean people because of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. We are right with God because of what Jesus has done. And it's rich and it's wonderful theology. But Paul doesn't let it stay on the page. He doesn't let it stay at the level of theory. He turns it into worship. May we, as God's people, turn all that Jesus has done for us today into worship and praise. Great theology is fuel for our praise. May the Holy Spirit come and ignite it so that it burns brightly in worship and adoration today. Theology is also turned into biography in the sense of how we live our everyday lives. There is this call to be living sacrifices dedicated to the glory and praise of God. It's a regular commitment that we need to make to Him, to give all to Him. Because a living sacrifice can very easily crawl off the altar. If you've done that, then repent, turn back to God, and offer yourself again as a sacrifice. An old saint of the past, Gypsy Smith, who was once asked the question, why does revival and renewal wait? Why is it so long coming? How do we just bring about revival? And in many ways, the question is wrong because it's God who brings revival. But Gypsy Smith's answer, he was someone who had been part of the Roma traveling community. His answer was really revealing and really wonderful. He said, get on your knees, draw a circle around yourself, and don't get up off your knees until God has revived everything within that circle. It's a powerful prayer and a powerful image. We are called to be living sacrifices. And we also see here that our mind is part of this, that our minds matter. We are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. I want to encourage you today to think deeply about the Christian faith. And one way of applying this is to do this with others. One of the exciting things that has happened in our church is that a number of book clubs have sprung up. There's one in our Connects at Copper Beach gathering. There's one at Crag Hill. There is one that is related to the Inspire movement that is going across the whole church. And there are other whole church book clubs that are being established as well, digital at the moment. But hopefully in time, some of these groups will be able to meet face-to-face physically. And these are wonderful ways to really think deeply about the faith and be transformed by the renewing of our minds. The Bible is primary, of course, but books that help us to understand the Bible and to apply it to the life of discipleship today are so helpful. And it's great to work on these things with others. Throughout these verses in Romans, where Paul says, you and your offer your bodies as living sacrifices, it's plural, it's not singular. Sometimes we very easily individualize the challenge of the gospel, but God speaks to Christians in community and he says, together, offer your bodies to him as living sacrifices, and together be transformed by the renewing of your minds. We need one another. And so the takeaways from today are to offer ourselves afresh to our God, lock, stock and barrel, 100%. I know I've banged away about that in these podcasts, and you may feel that I've made a bit of a meal of it, but it's such a central message and one of the things that I'm sure that God is saying to us as Christian believers at this time. But also, or perhaps to say it better, as part of this, renew your mind, study God's word, and see if you can do that in community. Go deeper, go further, so that you understand and appreciate more, so that your thoughts begin to correlate with the thoughts of our God, that you think God's thoughts after him, because you're steeped in the Word of God. People used to say about John Bunyan, the 17th century writer of Pilgrim's Progress, cut him anywhere and you will find that his blood is bibline or biblical. We too are called to have biblical blood and to have not only hearts and souls, but also minds that are soaked in the Word of God. Let's give ourselves to him afresh today, and not least, let's give him our minds. We pray together. Lord God, we thank you that Paul takes theology and we might say he turns it, first of all, into doxology, into praise of God. Lord, may the deep things of you be the fuel in the furnace of our worship. And we pray that you would come by your Holy Spirit and be the spark that ignites this, that sets the fuel aflame and produces that heat of worship that rises up to you and that is pleasing in your sight. Help us to be people of praise. Help us also to be people who worship you with the whole of our lives. Lord, if we have offered ourselves to you in the past and we have crawled off the altar, we want to offer ourselves to you again today. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. And Lord, we recognize that it also demands our mind as well. Help us on our own and in community to drill down deeply into the things of you, not to be satisfied with a surface reading of Scripture, but to really meditate on it, to really reflect on it, and so to know you speaking to us deeply, new things as well as old. Renew our minds today, we pray, for we ask it in Jesus' name.